You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Boston Calling, the annual music festival, it kicks off today. Tens of thousands are going to head to Harvard Athletic Complex to hear acts like Foo Fighters, The Lumineers, and Mount Joy, a folk rock band for whom a trip to Boston's kind of a homecoming. Matt Quinn is Mount Joy's lead singer. He is on the line now. Matt, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
I imagine today is a bit of a busy day for you.
Yeah, we're actually playing up here in a beautiful apple orchard here in upstate New York, and then we're shipping into Boston tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here, and I know you've spent some time in Boston before. We will talk about that, but I want to start with the band's name, Mount Joy. That's a nod to your Pennsylvania roots, so tell me just a little bit about where the name comes from, where you come from.
Yeah, Sam, who plays guitar in the band, grew up playing music together on Valley Forge National Park. And when we were first putting the music together, we wanted to pay homage to where we, you know, first started playing guitar together. And there's two mountains, not really mountains, but little hiking trails in that park. There's Mount Misery and Mount Joy, and our music just felt way more suited for Mount Joy than Mount Misery.
Yes. Shout out to you for not picking Mount Misery. That might have been less happy.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and now listen, in a minute I'm going to play some of your music, but we have to get the trash talking out of the way first, because I know you're a huge Philly sports fan. You're a Sixers fan. I would say I'm sorry about what the Celtics did to the Sixers. I'm not, but...
Fair enough. Hey, I mean, you know, the Celtics, gosh, they've really had our number. It's Boston basketball makes me like basketball less. So you guys have that going for me.
Fair enough. And we're going to save that cut. We're going to use it again someday. All right. Listen, I do want to talk about your music. We'll come back to this Boston tie. So you're an undergrad at Northeastern. It's 2011. You record a song on the university's student-run record label. It's called Green Line Records. And I'm laughing just because, you know, Green Line. Under the artist named Brave Elephant. It's back then, the song is called Growing Up. Here's a little bit of it. Okay, so listeners might recognize it, because then we go forward to 2017. You re-record it with Mount Joy, and now it's called Silver Lining. Here it is. It's huge. 150 million listeners on Spotify, but that wasn't kind of the plan, was it, Matt?
No, I mean, you know, we had started making some stuff out in California, and just needed an extra song, so I reached back into something I'd written in Boston, and you know, people immediately kind of around our project were like, hey, this song, you know, I don't know, they kind of gravitated to that one. And certainly was surprising, because I'd played it all over, not all over, but I played it a bunch in Boston in college, and I mean, it had done fine, but certainly didn't have the same reception it did just a few years later.
And I wonder, is there any part of Boston, you know, as your music grows more and more successful, you've had a huge few years these last few years. Is there any part of Boston that has influenced your music, your writing, how you think about your sound?
Yeah, you know, I had I had a couple professors at Northeastern that, you know, were some of the first people that I think maybe heard what was possible. And specifically, I had a music professor, Jim Anderson, there, and David Herlihy. There were a few people there that just, you know, had some success in the industry and really showed some belief in me. And I think at that time, that was when I felt like, okay, you know, if I can find the luck coefficient, then maybe I'll have a real chance. So I think that was an important moment, you know, being there and having people like that show some belief. And, you know, I feel like there's so many great schools in Boston, and I feel like I'm lucky to have gone there.
So we're talking with Matt Quinn, who's the lead singer of Mount Joy, also not Mount Doom or any of the other bad ones. I want to stick with this luck coefficient thing. So the song that gives you sort of the luck coefficient, Silver Lining's your biggest hit, but the kind of tipping point song is one called Astrovan. I want to play a little bit of that. Mm. All right, so I'm going to talk over that a little bit as the song comes forward. It's kind of a lighthearted song. audiences love it. You're in law school. You and Sam lay down this song. It blows up. You talk about the Grateful Dead as a group that's been an influence on you. This is, I mean, you guys are folk, but this is you. This is a unique sound. It's fun. It's engaging. Where does your sound come from, Matt? Is it you? Is it your heart? Is it your gut?
I think so. You know, I think that song's a great example of just, you know, I love playing music. I've always enjoyed playing music, you know, and that was a moment in our career where I think we, you know, I'd moved out to L.A. not for music. I'd kind of gotten a job, and I was working not in a music-related thing, as you said. And
you were in law school, right? Studying, like, copyright law?
Yeah, I was doing law school night classes and working a day job during the day, and I just was playing music to have fun, and I was just writing songs because I like to write songs. There wasn't a whole lot of, you know, I'm going to be a star, or we're going to do this or that, or anything like that. And that song was just a lighthearted joke about, you know, meeting people who were kind of pursuing art and stuff like that, and music, and feeling like, you know, the joke was that, you know, I guess Jesus was a carpenter, and so, you know, he might have had a low-wage job, and people really like him. So, it was just a goofy thing. I was just joking with my girlfriend and with my friends at the time and making lighthearted things. And I think there's something kind of powerful about that, in the sense that, you know, it kind of meets people where they're at, because I think it doesn't sound like we're trying too hard. And I've really tried to keep that, especially as we, you know, I've actually started having some success, to try to make sure that we maintain that sense of lightheartedness, because I think ultimately, for me anyway, like, that's where the best stuff comes from, is when I'm just being myself.
And with that note in mind, this is off your latest album, Orange Blood. This is the song Bathroom Light. We'll go out on it. The artist, this is lead singer Matt Quinn of the group Mount Joy. You'll be playing Boston Calling this weekend. You're on Saturday afternoon at 4:55 p.m. Everybody can come out to see you. Thanks for taking the time today. Have a safe trip in.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you. And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'll let you go out on this mellow note. I'm Tiziana Deering. On behalf of the whole team, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Blessings to you who have lost loved ones. Happy Memorial Day. Stripping you down to your truly. You're breaking the rules just for me. What a life under big stars and a good woman. Got me falling in, got me falling in hard. So come on, babe, let's do this right. I think